as of Friday, at least 16 Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration workers had confirmed cases of COVID-19. Several dozen others have contracted the coronavirus since the start of the pandemic. However, MVA employees say no one in management tells them when a coworker is sick. Instead, they find out through word of mouth. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that that is something the labor union that represents the workers is fighting to change.
Renee Nadreau says she started feeling sick 2 weeks ago. She had a cough and a headache, and at first she thought it might be allergies.
Saturday morning, I got up and I couldn't taste my coffee. So then right then I knew I had COVID.
After a test confirmed her diagnosis, Nadreau says she was certain she had caught the virus at the Motor Vehicle Administration headquarters in Glen Burnie, where she has worked for more than 20 years.
I only go to work and home. I don't go anywhere else.
Her fiancé and her son, who are both home all the time, have since tested positive too, as has Nadreau's sister, who lives next door with their elderly mother. And she knows some of her coworkers have the virus.
Not because the administration is telling us. We're only finding out through word of mouth from other people or from the people themselves.
When Nadreau got her test results, she told her coworker. Then her coworker, who was also starting to feel sick, tested positive. That's similar to how Walter Powell, who works at the MVA in Largo, ended up quarantining for 2 weeks earlier this month.
On Sunday night, October 4th, one of my coworkers called and made me aware that there were two positive cases of COVID in the branch.
Powell, who is a shop steward with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Union, had been in contact with one of the people who was sick, so his doctor advised him to quarantine. Powell says his coworker found out from another employee. No one from MVA management contacted Powell or his coworkers to let them know about the infections.
We shouldn't find out from the coworker. You should tell these people there's a possibility that you could have been exposed to COVID-19. You should go and get tested for your own safety. Simple as that.
MVA spokeswoman Whitney Nichols declined an interview. In an email, she said when employees tell Human Resources they have symptoms or have tested positive, Human Resources asks if they have had contact with other employees. Then Human Resources contacts those employees. But Renee Nadreau says that wasn't her experience.
She asked me, had I been around any of my coworkers for more than 15 minutes without a mask on? She asked me, have I practiced social distance in the office? But she wasn't concerned with who I had been around.
Nadreau says neither the Human Resources official nor the contact tracer from the local Department of Health asked her for names of people with whom she had contact. Mildred Womble, the local union president representing all MVA workers, says she typically finds out about COVID cases among MVA employees through a sort of unofficial phone tree. Womble says that lack of official information is scaring employees.
Everything is so hush-hush. The administration say, of course, they can't release the names. We're not asking to release the names. We ask the administration to do your part and notify us. We have families. We can't just sit there and do the work not knowing what's going on.
Womble and other union leaders are pushing the MVA to take additional steps to keep workers safe. They say conditions inside the branches make it difficult to social distance. They want more employees given laptops and allowed to telework. They want more sophisticated cleaning procedures and better air filtration. Some of these are things the MVA says it is already doing, but the union disputes that. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.